Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Shout out to Denton Day, Iron Man. Yeah, getting it going on. When you holding up the Junkies and then leading into B. Mitch and Finley, and of course you had America's number one DJ, Jeff Walker, side by side, man. Awesome, awesome. Listen, getting pumped up going into this. And now my guy, Heavy Metal Chris, who is about to do what you do. It's called normal. For anybody else, it would be an abnormal shift. These are just normal shifts for Heavy Metal, and they are gargantuans. And he'll probably have a, I don't know, sleep center cot or something rolled out for him. How you doing, my brother?
I'm doing good.
You good? You good?
Yeah, the worst part is it's such a nice day out today, you know, and I get to be indoors all day now.
Yeah, Labor Day. You get to be indoors, and they get to fill that piggy bank up.
Yeah, at least I got that.
Not at gunpoint. Yeah, you're not at gunpoint.
I did spend a good day outdoors yesterday, though. So I went to I took the kids out to the Renaissance Fest up in Maryland. So that was fun.
Hey, man, you better than a history teacher. I mean, they're gonna grow up, man, with a lot of. They're gonna understand more than the television.
We actually ran into a couple of their teachers there. They were all in costume. They didn't recognize them at first. It was pretty funny.
No, but that's a good thing, man. It's a beautiful thing here. Overtime, 106.7, Team 980, always free on the Odyssey app. We appreciate that. It's I'm calling this a cookout. Big Tony did all the services, so if you like it today, you can applaud Big Tony using his recipe. You know, he's a hunter. He's the guy at the barbecue. So we said, put all that to work today, and let's do a cookout here on Labor Day and get all the canine community, or everybody involved. If you heard it in the update, Ricky Pearsall, I mean, you talk about being blessed. I mean, it sounds kind of crazy. We're talking about in today, and where we are right now in our society, that we've got a guy getting shot. He was out doing like an autographed appearance, a promotional pop for the Niners, and it seems kind of sketchy, kind of gray. But imagine getting shot point blank, and then the bullet missed everything critical. No major arteries hit through and through. I mean, that's just, the dude's living right. Living Right, of all the stories, because all the other things were games. This was for, as the young folks say, for real on that. That was uplifting. And then Darren Baker. Now, I'm going to try to forget the 14-1 score, if you will allow me, if you'll play along with me, because that would depress me. It would take me down. I heard you talking about the weather, and I'm with it, man. You get a great day like this. You're blessed with this. And I just said, you know what? I'm going to just mind over matter. To me, didn't happen. It's done. But what I'm focusing on is Darren Baker. And you can't have a more memorable photo or film or recap of a young man as a toddler getting lifted up in that game against the Giants, his old man Skipper. I mean, if you saw that and you're a parent, you just melt with the compassion. Dusty put, I mean, it's like labor. Dusty, I mean, my goodness, the kids were 3 and you got him out there picking up bats. Can you imagine being 3 and having access to the clubhouse, being one of the guys and you're a toddler? It's a great way to grow up. And the kid now is a grown-ass man. Gets in and gets called up, got mom and pops in the stands, and, you know, he strokes one right up the gut. Can you imagine his heartbeat, his pulse? How pumped up might he have been in the box, Metal, for his first at-bat?
I mean, that's got to be a special. I mean, I know the first time you go to at-bat in the major leagues, that's a big deal anyway. But having that childhood experience he had, too, that's got to just add something to that. You know, it's like, he wasn't just there because he was a kid this time. Like, he earned it, you know?
Yeah, he earned it. But how about your mom and pops in the stands? You're there. How do you paint this picture? I'm going to forget about the score. I'm just going to focus on that moment and these youngsters, these toddlers that are up now with the Nats. And these guys aren't afraid. They're not scared. I mean, they swing in lumber. I'm going to forget the score. On this one, we did not play the best defense in the world. But I'm going to admit a pass as host privilege is to omit some things. You get a one-time, you know, omission. I'm going to use it there because there were a lot of things going. I just got to take this different posture. When a man gets shot point blank and is good, they don't even put him under. He's good. I mean, he didn't even take... They didn't even have to knock him out, put him in. There was no surgery. This is incredible. And then young Darren Baker comes up, rips one up the gut. Okay, I'm going to play like that. And then USC plays defense. I mean, LSU and USC, neither team, they couldn't stop a nosebleed a year ago.
True.
Either squad. And then to see the Trojans, who did the gangster move. UCLA finally had a defensive coordinator, played their best defense in decades, and the Trojans did what you do, man. You give a brother an offer he cannot refuse. And I'm not mad at him. I'm not mad at him at all. UCLA trying to play broke, trying to play that public versus private school crap. I don't buy none of that. And as a result, finally, the Trojans stop somebody. And give you a thriller at the end. And then I don't know what you thought about. If you saw the post-game press conference, and this is so fake, I'm telling you what. When you're in charge, you got to blame yourself if things don't go as planned, right? Who are you blaming? If you're in charge of the LSU program and things don't go as planned, whose fault is that?
That's the guy in charge's fault.
Well, you think?
Yep.
Really? Well, I said, let's leave that open to the court. Let's see 1-800-636-1067. We got 3 hours to sort this out. We don't need to rush a thing. We're good. It's what Labor Day is all about. This is why we call it a cookout. Big Tony provided all the venison. He provided, as a matter of fact, he's doing all the cooking. Big Tony, this is all about Big Tony, and we felt we've been really hard on him because the Steelers, seriously, have been comical this preseason. And I'm not saying that we're going to the Super Bowl at all, but you got to admit, for a once proud program, the Black and Gold, this has been as close to Saturday Night Live humor as we've ever seen with the Steelers. Now, they may flip it around, and Russ may, I mean, who knows? Anything's possible, but you got to admit, it's been crazy. I hope that you had the girls in front of the set for a moment to at least see some of the W. Man, I'm telling you what, it was some ball between tennis and the W. I don't know if you don't have a trick TV system, I don't know how you caught it all. I don't know how you could keep up with all.
I was working the Mystics game. I was working the Mystics game on on Saturday.
Yeah, yep. You were working Mystics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What was the energy level like?
It was pretty good. They had lost, though. It was they snapped their win streak.
Yeah.
But I've worked most of those games off their win streak also. It's actually been kind of cool seeing them turn it around here.
Yeah, but it's been a good vibe.
Well, people are healthy, and they're starting to actually play like a team that has played together before. You know, I feel like every game somebody come back, and 2 games later another person get injured for 2 weeks, and it's like they finally have everybody kind of there.
Yeah, didn't the whole league seem to have suffered from that? It was crammed together. Then you have the Olympics, and they didn't get a chance to practice. And, I mean, the debate about Caitlin. Say what you want. They got a little time to rest. I'm glad that she didn't go, wasn't a part of the Olympic. I didn't think she had earned it at the time.
She also didn't have an off season, really. So that was kind of her off season.
Yeah, she's also much better right now than she was then. And she is, I mean, and their team, they are coming together. And, you know, that is that's encouraging. The whole league. The thing about Diana Taurasi, she picked up, you know, her seventh tech, and you get kicked out for a game. And these techs, if you get seven, then you know you're kind of like out. I'm going. Now she is definitely can say she's a leader in more than just age, experience. She's a class act, and whole nine yards. But that's kind of like Draymond. That's a Draymond trait.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. It's the Draymond rule, really.
Yeah. We really can't overlook this now. We're going to treat the boys and the girls the same. That's a problem we got to manage a little bit better, D. Come on now. Because we are still trying to be an example, right, for the young folks. I mean, seven techs already now out for a game. We got to... I'm going to put that to the council. I'm going to need y'all's input on that as to where we're going. But seeing real football, I mean, it was great, man. I mean, it didn't work out for the Hokies the way we hoped that it would. Going down to OT, you know, Vandy gets that win. But it worked out for Under the Shell with Maryland. That was good. And we will have to. This is open because, again, this is, as Ken Beatrice popularized, this is your show. I got a chance. Guess who I heard from today?
I got no idea. Who'd you hear from?
I'll give you a hint. He's a show host at the station. He's often associated with yachts, limousines, and private aircrafts.
I think I know who we're talking about.
Yeah, he takes a lot of vacation time, and he's earned it, and he's got a very popular podcast as well as a show. And I heard from him today. I was just blown away. I mean, what an honor it was, even if it was a butt call. Or whatever, but...
A butt dial.
That was great. So those are two things I had on my mind that I wanted to get off my chest. Because I think when you get shot, I kind of believe that should put you at the top of the, you know, scale. You think?
I mean,
I guess getting shot.
As a Commanders fan, and having grown, we've seen, you know, Brian Robinson and Sean Taylor. I mean, it's a scary real thing, you know?
You know, and Brian Robinson, it was the same weekend.
Well, yeah, it was right before.
That we recognize it and that we mention it. So with that said, let's go to our first break. Here, B. Mitch and Finley, and we will be moving as we go throughout the day. Yeah, we can. Okay, who we got?
We got Josh on line one. If you want to talk to him real quick before we break.
Okay, let's get to Josh. We got time. You in charge, brother? Josh, how are you?
Hey, Doc. How you doing this day?
I'm good, man. I'm good. What's going on?
All right, child of the 80s, so I grew up watching you and the rest of the skit. I don't remember this sort of problem happening in the NFL, until, like, currently. So I guess my question to you is, like, when you were playing, did you ever have, like, did coaches ever say, like, go here, don't go here? Like, is this a current problem? Is this an old school problem? I'm just kind of curious because it just seems like, last couple of years, like, this is a thing. Over.
Well, there's usually, you know, there's a difference in age, and also they usually have a liaison, somebody a little bit closer to your age that actually goes out. I mean, these coaches are usually much older, family people. They're not hanging out in the city. But that's the good organizations have people at every age level that communicate with you. And it's their job to be in touch, especially with the rookies who don't know the area. Anybody that's not from here, the first thing you ought to do is get a good friend that was raised here. Somebody that can give you the lay of the land. I often refer to them as civilians. I love the relationships I gained with people that lived in the District of Columbia. I just loved the people I met. I don't think you got to meet people that live in the areas that you play in, not just your football family. Football family is very important, but to become a part of a community, you got to meet people that live here, people that work in the government, people that day to day. I found that very, very beneficial for me to become a part of the community and ultimately be in business in this community was growing up and meeting people that were not ball players, but people that lived here and had day-to-day jobs and worked within the government. That's how I learned the lay of the land. And of course, the difference between DC, Virginia, and Maryland. I just think it's very important to learn that. So I then knew the where to go and where not to go. And the one thing you'd never do as a youngster, as a rookie, you never go anywhere alone. Ever. To me, that's just showing that either you are a jackass or you don't listen to people. You should never be anywhere, somewhere alone. And I know, Metal, you know that. That just lay of the land, man. That's basically, you have to be an athlete to have that those ABCs put before you.
Yeah, I think that's just most city life, honestly, you know?
Yeah, could be, you know, could be. I think we're good for that. Can we get Mitchell in? Or you want to wait?
Yeah, let's do him real quick. Let's knock it out.
All right, Mitchell, New Jersey, congratulations.
Doc, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call. Checks in the mail. Man. Okay.
Yeah, fight on, man. Congrats.
Yeah, fight on is right. How about USC? Miller Moss came in at the same time as Jackson Dart, who I think had the best day of all the quarterbacks, especially the Pac-12. Pac-12 did quite well this weekend. That conference never should have been broken up. You could just say that was like an Enron deal. You know, the Raiders and Chargers and Rams leaving when the stadium sold out. I mean, this is that was one of the most bumbling mismanagement I ever heard of, but great game. I think USC is playing with five guys going to be playing on Sundays. Team of tight ends. They have some tall receivers in Deuce Robinson, McCray, DeKobe Lane, and you got like Lemon and Zachariah Branch. no one got 100 yards the last two games of Miller Morris because they spread it so nicely. Great game. And it was lovely.
Well, they finally played defense. Yeah, and they made the best move in the offseason was getting the UCLA coordinator. And I don't blame them for doing what they did. They've got the money to do it. It's been embarrassing how bad they've been on defense. And if those days are over, then you can count on them being back because they've got offense. And that guy, he knows what he's doing offensively. But they were just – it was sad how bad they've been on defense.
It was a great game. Next week's going to be cupcake, but I'm looking forward to Michigan. I think we can get Michigan. They don't have a good quarterback, I think.
Well, again, the only people that truly know are those that put the money where the mouth
is. Every day there's Mr. Green coming around here, and I hear it in the background, and you must hear it too.
Yeah, it's early. It's early. I'd be very cautious to peg anybody as anything after one game. It's just if you win, it's great.
Yeah, I'm just jumping the
gun. If you lose, the season's not over. Yeah, it's not over. And we'll see tonight. The Seminoles and BC play tonight.
Thanks, Doc.
So we'll see. We'll see. Thank you. We appreciate that. Let's go to break on this one. 12:21. It is B. Mitch and Finley who are out. I guarantee you one of them is on a golf course. That I'd put my check on that one. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a Gel Flex Grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone! Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one!
Or trap pick number one!
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitch and Finley, Brother Walker, Brother Landfill, star-studded outfit is out. Heavy Metal, DOC. We are covering the ground for you today on a beautiful day to get it done. And we love what we do. Loaded with content. Just so excited to see real football before us now. And it's college football's version of what I hope the NFL ultimately does. And that is, you know, if you're going to have these preseason games and you don't play anybody, just make them all regular season games and go like college goes. Just figure it out while we go. I'll take that over going out and not knowing who the heck's on the field. For me, I mean, it's just we got to figure out how to bridge this. You want 18, take it. Make it 20. just anything other than this, these exhibition games that we're dealing with now. But that's what I say. What say you? Lap in the District of Columbia. What's up, brother? What's up, Lap?
Maybe he's not listening.
Okay. Well, you know what? Lap might be sipping. Where's the cookout? You know, when we having these Labor Day cookouts, and Big Tony might have spiked the punch. So maybe Lap got caught up.
I'll put him back on so hold and see if I can get. Oh, he dropped. Yeah. So who knows? Who knows?
Yeah. It could have been gone. It's hey man, it's all good. 1-800-636-1067 is the number on the MGM National Listener Line, and we know that you can get it done. We got a heck of a lineup today. Denton Day, man. I mean, he just, as they say, the netminders, to stand on the head. Young fella, man, got it done. And for the Junkies, I mean, that's a Herculean effort by Mr. College Football himself. And he dominated. And then we're going to take you through this. And then, of course, we will do our best impersonation of Grant and Danny and lead it up all the way to where Zion.
I don't think either of us can do impersonations as good as Danny.
No, well, he's a pro. It don't count. See, he's double dipping. You know what I mean? He's double dipping. So he's a pro in that. And then we get Zion Willingham and my guy, Pistol Pete Medhurst. I mean, a man of many, 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 many skills. So loaded day to day to take you through on this grand day. And a lot, you know, there's so much going on. And, of course, you were with the girls, so you've been going. So I don't know if you got a chance, what you put your eyeballs on. But outside of football.
I saw a little bit of the Paralympics is what I was watching, some of that.
That's right. That's right.
You saw the swimmer with no arms. It was amazing. Dude was just, it was like watching a dolphin. The guy was crazy good.
It's
like,
gifted. It's just, yeah. It just shows you, man, what is possible. That, okay, Nick Ballore, men's side. We tried to let you know there were going to be a lot more moves that were done because as people cut people, this scouting group. And one thing about this organization now, they have a lot of different people, a lot of people here that have had different roles throughout the National Football League. They're on a scavenger hunt. If someone releases someone they can't keep on their program, we're number two in the pecking order, and these guys are going after it. If they go after someone, they've already determined that they're upgrading their roster. And you don't know until you get them here. But at least there's background done. And that's the sign we're functioning now like a group that actually knows what they're doing. And that's cool, man. Not everybody does. And it's not like we're just pounding on the pass. Their records speak for themselves. You don't have to pound. You don't have to even jump on them. Their record is all you need to know. And if that record is good enough for you guys that feel like they're being picked on or whatever, then so be it. That's good. That's good. But as far as I'm concerned, this is all a breath of fresh air, knowing that we now have a chance to compete. Because you gotta have layers of competence. And then, I mean, your training staff, your weight management staff, your strength and conditioning. And then we're also talking about how to get players back on the field. And then even now, the young man that was shot that we mentioned about, Ricky Pearsall, was shot. And we 2 years ago, we had a young man shot. So you're constantly teaching and preaching to young people. Andy, out in Sterling, Virginia. Welcome to B. Mitch and Finley.
Doc, my brother, how you doing?
Hey, man, it's good, man. I mean, we got big shoes jumping into. B. Mitch, Finley, Walker, Landfill. That's a lot, man, for two guys to have to deal with.
Man, you're a class act, buddy. One of the things I like about you is you don't hesitate for a second to give kudos out to the young bucks on the fan. I swear, every time, man, you come on, you're thanking somebody, tell them what a good job they did, that it's an easy act to follow once you come on. I appreciate that, man. That shows you're a class act.
Well, these people are good at what they do. I know because I'm in the business, and you can't just mail this bad boy in. You got to be on your game, and if you heard any of what Denton Day put out there today, there's usually five, six guys in on that shift. Anytime you can keep a public solo, dude, yeah, you're doing – that's like Tom Jones, man. It's not easy, believe me. And that's why I give him his props, man. He earned it.
No, man, the young guy is good, man, but he ain't no doc.
Well, he's young. Give him a chance. He's a tadpole.
I'll give him a few years.
Yeah,
hey, man, the reason I called was, man,
he's
you mentioned they are babies. Even Linnell, right? Big Linnell, he's a baby.
Oh, Linnell. Oh, my God. Yeah, he's still wearing
diapers.
With the diaper and that thing around what you call the bib. He's still wearing a bib because he slobbers. Still wearing a bib. Yeah.
Hey, Doc, the reason I called, man, was you were previously mentioning Brian Kelly, and evidently I watched the game last night, but I didn't watch the post-game interview. I can imagine what that nitwit might have said. This guy is a total jackass. This guy got the job, the head coaching job at Notre Dame, which at one time he said was his dream job. He would be there forever. And guess what? Mm-hmm. Had he stayed there, he'd still be there forever. But the fool took the money, went to LSU strictly for the money. All of a sudden, he acquired a Southern accent. The guy is under so much pressure now. He's lost that first game. I'm sure they're already looking to get his scalp. Why you would lose or leave a program like Notre Dame when you basically had the fans, the alumni right in the cusp of your hands, and you took this high-profile, high-pressure job with LSU, and now you're dealing with an SEC with an Oklahoma and a Texas. Good luck, Brian Kelly. You ain't never going to win an SEC championship while you're there, buddy. That's all, Doc. Thank you.
All right, Andy. I appreciate you, man.
Thank you, bro.
Neville, he's hard on it. But you know one thing about, I think Kelly was not real happy with Notre Dame's academic standards that they're not going to alter for any kid, they say. And I think he felt, he put it out there that he didn't think he would win the national championship. Maybe right, maybe wrong, who knows. I know this. The man in charge has got to, he's blaming himself publicly. I didn't get where you're a czar and you're upset about the way things are going. You need to correct them in game then. That was confusing to me. I always find a man who, when you run in that form of dictatorship and then it doesn't go well, who you blaming? You blame yourself. That kind of escaped me, got by me. Is this the real Big Tony or an imposter on one?
What's going on, dog?
Oh, black and gold. Black and gold. Hey, man. We thank you for the cookout today and on this Labor Day. I know you make it look easy, but we do appreciate that, and we're gonna use this. I know B. Mitch is gonna be angry because he didn't get to eat, but I'm sure that you put a little something aside for him and JP.
Well, you saw the pictures I sent you when came out the woods. So I got the fresh deer for y'all, fellas. Got a little coon going on, a couple little squirrel nuggets. We gonna do up a whole bunch of things. But look here, 4-13.
Will love that. Yeah, he'll love.
Hey, look here, 4-13. Let me tell you something. I'm so proud of y'all because you actually got a coaching staff that actually knows that you are running for playoff contention, maybe. You got a coaching staff and an organization that is not going to put a man statue, a beloved man statue, in front of a porta potty with a fake me out joint from Dick's Sporting Goods. I'm so proud of y'all that you actually know when a ceremony is, what people are supposed to be in the Ring of Fame, how you supposed to not have toilet water flushing on people's head. I'm proud of y'all that you ain't going to have the stands falling when a starting quarterback in the National Football League from the Philadelphia Eagles Because walking down the daggone hallway and the stands break on them and they could have killed the man. I could do that. We ain't got that much time, but I'm so proud of y'all, man. I mean, 4-13 is what you usually are, but that's besides the point. Brian Kelly, you come to LSU with the fake accent like my man just said. Come on, dude. And then you get over there and you blame the kid. First thing you say is, it's my fault. I mean, you said that at the end. You say, yeah, I got to coach better, da-da-da-da-da. Big John used to always say, stop saying that stuff out loud or people going to start believing you. And down in LSU, they lost to USC. They ain't even played Bama. They ain't played, you know, Oklahoma. They ain't even played them yet. I don't know if they're playing them yet. But they ain't even played the SEC schedule yet. And you already down one. And one more thing. Everybody on Clemson saying that your dad got to get with the times. But he didn't lose to Quince Orchard or DeMatha. He lost to I don't care what nobody say. Georgia was the national champions last year. They lost the game to Alabama. But if woulda, coulda, shoulda, if they would have been in it, they'd have won the damn thing. They'd have been a three-peat, and that's it. Y'all have a good one, Doc. I'm gonna put B. Mitch a little plate in the, don't let Zion get his plate. I'm gonna tell you that right now.
No, Zion, I won't. I'll make sure he doesn't get it. Well, that's the guy courtesy of our cookout. Appreciate that, Big Tony. That has provided the cookout today for us here on 106.7 and Team 980. We thank you. Thank you for that. It's Brian Kelly. I like him being in this business because he generates headlines for us. He makes this a lot easier for us to do. Gary Clark, famed member of the Posse, and one of the most, he's just the best teammate you can have. You don't realize how much fun it is to go to work unless you get the chance to play with a guy like Gary Clark. We'll do anything to win. Teams, he probably could have played defense if you needed him to do that. I thought it'd be fitting, Metal, for Gary, someone else other than myself, to help explain what it's like to go from preseason when you're hiding everything, when you're not showing anything, to regular season when you're putting in a real game plan, and how difficult that is sometimes on the players to snap into this in game one. There's a certain psyche about opening day in the NFL to me, because we're hiding everything, that makes it somewhat unique. We'll go back down memory lane a few of those stories with Gary Clark in the 1 o'clock hour. So we thought we'd lay that on you. And I wish we could take credit for it, but, you know, it's part of the BetQL guest hotline that deserves the credit. Go to break on that one. 1-800-636-1067 is the number if you'd like to join us. And we will open up the lines and take a few questions on that if you have something of interest. Are you pleased with where we're going right now with this Commanders effort on offense? We'll be back. B. Mitch and Finley right here, 1067, the Fan. And of course, Walker and Landfill, my guys out there getting it done, and we're going to go to Tampa. Walt, my man, with that jazzy t-shirt. Hey, man, yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Got the delivery. You got that care package, right?
Yes, gorgeous.
Okay, gorgeous. Man, that's
matter of fact,
that's
and I'll be in to, yeah, tomorrow and drop Heavy Metal his off, and I think the Rooster should be back from one of his promotional trips that he was on. And, so maybe we'll get that on film tomorrow.
Oh, man, that'd be really, really good. I had to give y'all something, Doc, because the last couple of years, I really haven't I just stopped watching them on television. It was just too brutal. I didn't watch a game, live game, last year, but I listened to y'all literally every day. Y'all kept me connected, man, and I greatly appreciate it, because I've been around 50 years, man, but I started entertaining thoughts of, if Dan ain't gone, one of us got to leave, okay? And it was going to be me. And y'all kept me glued, man. You kept me connected, and I do appreciate it, man, because now we got a brand new day. and I'm here to experience it, and I'll be at the first game. I'll be there Sunday. I'll get there so early, man. I might sleep over the night before. I'm so excited.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the Rooster, he'll be there. All the celebs will be there, B. Mitch, Finley, and the boys, and I'm sure that you will get in a photo or two.
Yeah, I got some for B. Mitch and Finley, too.
Absolutely. Good deal.
Sam, oh, man, hey, that's a blessing, Doc. I really do appreciate it, bro.
Appreciate you, man.
I really, really
Thank
do.
You.
Hey,
Thank
thanks
you.
For taking my call, and I'm
you
listening every day, brother.
All right, we got that. We appreciate that. God bless you, and hail to the W. Let's go to Arlington. Jose, talking Commanders.
What's up, big man?
Hey, man, how you doing?
Good, good. I called you a while ago. I'm the soccer coach, and, you know, for me, just I'm a big fan of the team, and I just kind of stopped watching them. But, you know, just I'm kind of excited about the new regime that we got. I'm kind of just, you know, and kind of frustrates me here, but hearing our fans in terms of Jahan Dotson and, you know, the fact that we just got some value, and Adam Peters seems like he has an eye for talent. And, you know, just look at his experience and what he's able to do back in California with the 49ers. And Dan Quinn, too, is just, you know, those guys just have an eye for talent.
And one thing with AP that I just want to throw in, when you mention Adam Peters, give him his full due. He's with the Patriots. He was also with Denver, with the Broncos and the Niners. See, you got to put the whole package together, and you go, if I'm going to fill out my resume, that's what I want as my background.
Exactly.
That's getting it done the right way. And I just thought I'd throw that in there because all of it matters.
Exactly. And, you know, for me, it's just, you know, my goal this year is hopefully start watching some games, as long as it doesn't have any conflicts with my coaching. But, you know, I am excited about this year. It just seems like, you know, the guys that they're selecting for the team are just go-getters and, you know, ballers who just want to – it just seems like the intensity that, you know, the guys are playing with just with the preseason, there's a big difference. And I'm just looking forward to this season. And can I ask you a question? What do you think about Jahan Dotson? Do you think he was the one that was complaining about Eric Bieniemy's training? Or what do you think?
You know, Coach, I don't put a whole bunch of thought. I never find it as healthy for you to put thought in people that are no longer in your program. I like Jahan as a person. He was cool when he was here. The moment he becomes an ego, he's completely out of my brain.
Right.
You know, he's not a threat, and he's a good dude. He's gone. Man, I'm worried about my people. I don't give a hoot about anybody that's not in burgundy and gold. And people care about within the division. It don't matter where he's at.
Exactly.
I fear no one. What the hell do I care if he's a division? It don't matter. If he's not on my team, then he's against me. So I'm against everybody in the whole league other than my team. So, but I respect him, and he's a hell of a player, but you move on in this league. I find it just a waste of energy to be concerned about anybody that's not on my team. And I wish them all well, but I don't give a damn where they're at, because if we handle our business, it don't matter who we play, where anybody's at. It's all about us. Coach, have a good day, man. Enjoy yourself, and we appreciate you tapping in with us here on 106.7. And, you know, it's a beautiful thing, Metal. It doesn't mean I'm right. That's why I love our format. It's everybody's opinion. Some people, I hear them dwelling on this every day. They wake up worried about somebody not on their team. They're probably the same person worried about their neighbor's yard, front yard, backyard. Personally, not my problem, not my issue whatsoever. I'm worried about my 53 strong, my practice squad. I hear here all the time, how could you do it within the division? Really? If he's not on my team, I don't give a damn where he's at. What am I supposed to be, scared? Because he's in the division? If I was afraid of playing against him, I'd never gotten rid of him. You feel me? Nobody worried about nobody else. The only guy you better be worried about is the guy that just paid a old boatload of money to in Dallas that you've not shown the ability to cover, CeeDee Lamb. Now, that's a problem. John, I ain't worried. I mean, you know, he'll be fine because you won't be covered. You won't be doubling him, not with the Eagles. And if I'm him, I'm tickled to death that I don't have to worry about getting off the line of scrimmage now, because you cannot be worried about him in Philadelphia. He got too many ballers surrounding him. Let's take a break. It's 12:56 here in the nation's capital. B. Mitch and Finley Show, DOC and Heavy Metal. We get the job done, and we're dragging you all the way through Grant and Danny, the whole nine yards, right here on 106.7 The Fan. We'll be right back.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.